Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, January 11th, 2016, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday, everybody. And I think it's all good for me to extend Happy New Year wishes to you once again. After all, it's still January. And you know what? These first four shows of 2016 will be dedicated to helping us get off to a great jump start in the new year. So I hope you will be in tune in more ways than one. Last week, we talked about the five steps to a renewable, redoable, renewable year. You know, I know as well as all of you that resolutions are not always easy, but they are so worth it if you work it. Yeah, that was my little, that's the best I can do with rapping. But anyway, we're going to work together on reaching those goals, and I know I'm right about it. So if you work it, it's going to be a great big payoff for you. So it's my sincere hope that you hold on tightly to your aspirations and desires and do all you can to make them a reality. And I want to support you all the way. Today, we'll be talking about saying yes to all that you want to do and accomplish. I've asked my radio BFF, TV host, superstar RRR, Cassandra McShepherd, to join me once again for this ever so enlightening topic. And you know what she said? She said yes. Hi there, Cassandra.
Hi, Silver. You know what's interesting? I, in response to your text, typically would say something else or say something like, yeah, child, or child, please, or yeah, girl, or whatever you need or whatever. I was working when the call came in, and yes was what I could do, was the reply that I could give from my smartwatch. And when I saw your text come in later on saying that the topic of the conversation was going to be about yes being so powerful, I thought, you go, God. You just do.
I was really inspired when I saw that was your answer, too. I thought, wow, it's amazing. But, you know, we are on the same page about so many things when it comes to these conversations. I just want to just tell people just this real itty-bitty about our history, because it goes back a couple of decades plus, and we've always had these wonderful mind searching, talking about the world, the universe, and other people and stuff kind of conversations. And it's just been so marvelous, because we literally never ever spend any time gossiping or with real trivial stuff. And I just appreciate you, my friend, for being that type of a friend and support and colleague and all of that. We've fortunately took that to another level and had our own show at one time where we did the same thing that we did last week and that we're doing today. So I'm excited always when we can connect like this and share our thoughts and some of the God-given wisdom that we've obtained through our many years of being around on this earth. It's been enlightening to say the least. So we're going to talk about saying yes today. One of the reasons why that's so a powerful thing and so important for us to really embrace and really get in our minds, our heart and spirit, is because life will throw curves and obstacles and all of that. And it looks like often everything's opposing it. It's going against it. There's obstacles. And so there's three things we need to talk about, Cassandra. And if you would like, you can go first, but I'll be glad to. But negative thinking is always going to say no. And so we have to be on guard for against our own selves and the things that will say, oh, well, you know, I skipped 2 days on that diet, so forget it. I'm not doing it. Or, you know, I didn't call that person back last week about that, so they probably don't even want me involved in that anymore. You know, things like that that are so slighting, but they will just absolutely take away all the yes from the promise that may have been in place for you.
That's true. for the larger majority of us, Silver, the no comes first, and not because it's true. My mother used to always say, follow your first mind, and everything that she told me, things that I didn't listen to at the time, I reach for now and embrace. However, when it comes to this one, there is an addendum. It's follow your first mind if you're healthy. If you're not, then you need to think about it. And how do we become healthy? And I am not talking about the food that we eat or the choices, the things that we put into our body. I'm really talking about whether or not we spend time unraveling our thinking. Most of us are just living the beliefs and the fears and the ideals of the world that we have come through. And for most of us, especially Black folks, it's riddled with a lot of precaution, which equals fear. And so the first thought in many things, if not most things, if not all things, when it comes to something that is unknown or that feels less than wonderful is, child, you can't do that. I can't do that. That's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all a lie. It's all a lie. And so the negative thinking is not about condemnation. It's just about recognizing whose thought pattern, whose race consciousness, whose fear belief you are adhering to.
That's true. That's true. And so on top of that, I just want to say, when that thinking does arrive at the front door of your mind, one of the things I think we want to do in regard to negative thinking is just say, no, I'm not going to think that. No, I'm not going to think that. Well, that's true. You don't want to think that. But when that negative thought comes and knocks on your mind's door, ask yourself some questions, and you may have to go ahead and write these questions down before that visitor comes so that you can turn around and ask yourself, am I going to do what I said I'm going to do? So that your answer is what? Yes. Am I going to allow negative thinking to get in the way of what I'm doing, or am I going to pursue exactly what I said I wanted? So that you can tell yourself yes. But if you're constantly in this tug of battle, oh, that thought came, no, 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 no. No is although we want to combat it, it's still a negative, it's a negative response. You want to train your mind to say yes to the positive path, yes to the positive endeavor, yes to the positive doing. So write down some questions, and when that negative visitor comes to the door of your mind, you can ask yourself some questions rather than even getting in that battle and say yes to move forward. The other thing is negative people, and I love people, I do, but sometimes they will not offer you the loving support and the kudos and the high fives and the wonderful comments and the supportive actions that you would hope you would get. And all of that basically says no to whatever it is that you're trying to achieve or you're trying to do. And so there has to be a limitation perhaps that you place on yourself when it comes to your interaction with the people who have outwardly and adamantly shown that they are not supporting your yes, that they're not supporting your direction. Well, it's very difficult when people live in your house or you encounter them on a daily basis. But I do believe in guarding your mind. I believe in guarding yourself. And so when you have to stay away from people as much as you can, it doesn't mean you don't love them, doesn't mean you don't care about them, it doesn't mean any of that. It's about you guarding yourself against the things that you want and know that you need to do, the things that you have to say yes to, even though the world around you may be saying no or giving you negative information about your abilities or your confidence levels or the things that you've chosen to do. So I would say limit as much as possible sharing even some of those ideas or even looking for that kind of support, because if they've already shown you that they don't give it, you don't need to keep asking for them to try to change their behavior to support you. They probably will not. You're going to have to be on your own yes track to get done what you need to do, regardless of what the outside world says, regardless of what people around you may say, even though they may be up close and personal. You look at them and you say, well, okay, thanks, but you know what? I'm on my path to yes. I'm on my track to yes. And thanks, you know, I'm sorry you don't agree with it, but I'm all in on this.
You know, the interesting thing, as I listen to you speak, I think about how unaware we are of ourselves sometimes. And I would say that people aren't necessarily meaning to not give you support. I find that people who are on a path to yes, for real, can very easily not block your process and can more than likely support you. So I offer that it's not intentional. People just don't know. They just believe the crap they hear in their heads and follow that train of thought, thinking sometimes as on a loop, and get caught up in that. But that's neither here nor there. Bless them, for they know not what they do. But we have to be, as you say, about our own business. You were talking about the thinking and what do you do, and how do you combat it. I would say the same thing about people or any situation that you find yourself in. It is so easy to say at any given time of peace, when madness is not pressing upon you in the moment, it is so easy to say, I am going to do this, or I'm not going to do this, or so on and so forth. And then again, when the pressure starts, we fall back into our old ways, because human beings are creatures of habit. It's just that simple. We are habitual creatures. And so in addition to writing down questions where you can answer, yes, we need to get some information. We need to have, as you would say often, Stover, a new paradigm. We need to feed on something which gives us, in times when we're not pressured, an opportunity to challenge those thinking, those thought patterns. And then it becomes very easy. The question that I ask myself when fear comes knocking is, really? Is it really real, or are you tripping? 9 times out of 10, I'm tripping. 9 times out of 10. Yes is a green light. It is saying to God, to universe, to you, that you are open to go past where you are, to be more than you are, to learn more than you know, to do more than you've done. It's critical.
Absolutely, for sure, for sure. And the last negative, the thing that will say no, is negative situations. Someone shared with me just the other day of a woman, bright woman, educated, making really great money, having a great life, but all of a sudden faced with a negative situation, a very complicated one in the sense of if you looked at a big picture. Now, my sharing with this person who was sharing with me in our conversation, and that it was telling me about this, it was amazing how both of us said that we would do the same exact thing if it were us. That's, we both had exactly the same answer. And I'm going to say this without, I'm hoping without being insensitive to anybody's complicated situations, because I understand life enough to know the hard stuff. I've had enough of it of my own. I've faced a lot of issues. I've had to get over a lot of hurdles. I've had to find a way out of no way, all of that stuff. So I'm not saying this in any kind of insensitive way, but since this is the new year, let's just look at the possibility of you just might have to let something go. You just might have to leave it. You might just have to leave it alone, all of that, to find yourself in a position where you can say yes to the things you need and want, and that you have determined that you are going to make happen, not just for this year, but for your future. Now, I only brought that up with that particular circumstances, and I really can't share the details, and I know that doesn't help anybody, but just know that we all face some types of similar things. But to have both of us, and we had not communicated on the phone for quite some time, but for both of us to know that we would have responded exactly the same way, that was really powerful in itself. Sometimes you have to make up your mind that the only way to hurdle, the only way to get around it, the only way to get under it, whatever, is to leave it. And that's not the only thing. Of course, there are other things you can do, but I put that out there because one of the big things that we always say at the beginning of the year is let it go. Sometimes that is the best approach to getting to your yes path.
When I was a little girl, I heard this song on the radio. I have no idea who sang it or even what they were talking to, but my mother told me, "Don't sing that song." I don't know what she thought I was saying. The song goes, "If it don't fit, don't force it, just relax and let it go. Just cause that's how you want it doesn't mean it will be so." I have no idea what she thought I thought I was saying, but it was catchy. And I think in my 9-year-old metaphysical mind, I understood that there was great wisdom in that. I have grown to know and believe, no, I shouldn't say believe and know, I've grown to know that there is an isness about the what is, and that is the set of circumstances that not only we are dealt to deal with, but are able to deal with whenever we find ourselves in that situation. Though letting go sometimes feels like failure, it feels like loss, it feels like a lot of things which aren't true, but when you have done all that you can in any given situation, and I mean for real, and that determination is personal, not what you think I could have done, but what I know I could have done, and the situation just is what it is, I need to bless it and take my hands off of it. I need to bless it and let it go. I need to bless it and watch it and not believe it and not follow it. I need to bless it and not repeat it and not lament it. I need to just bless it and let it go. If it's not done, once I release the tension and holding on, then I can get a new perspective as to what to do next, if anything.
That's great. So we're going to say no to negative thinking. We're going to say no to negative people. We're going to say no to negative situations because we want everything on the fast track to saying yes and positioning ourselves to always be able to say yes. So we're going to look at now saying yes, the doors of opportunities, options, and amazing other stuff that gets before us. And I just want to share this because it's a fun story. And Cassandra, you know, because you were kind of a part of this at one point. Sometimes when something is presented to us, we want to say no for whatever reasons. And it might be a real opportunity, maybe not. It might be an amazing other stuff. It could be an option. But I wanted to share this because it's just something that seemed kind of unlikely at the time. But a few years ago, and you know, I hosted the dog party in the park, and I bring that up. I bring that up because when you think about hosting a dog party, you think, oh, well, and I would want to do that because what? And your first inclination may be to say no. And so when I thought it over, though, I love dogs. Okay, number one. So I could say yes, I absolutely love dogs. Then I looked at the fact that this was truly going to be the biggest dog party that's ever been held in the city. I thought, okay, I can say yes. Then I looked at the fact that I was going to be the host of it. And I knew that there would be local celebrities and different people that would come out that were notables in the community because it's that kind of thing. And I thought, well, I can say yes to that because I love interacting with them. And so I wound up hosting that. It must have been 3 or 4 years in a row, and it was a huge event. In fact, it's so big that other communities started a spinoff of the same project. But there were literally hundreds of people who brought their canines out. There were all kinds of games, and there were all kinds of stands for, vendors, and it was just an amazing event that I loved doing. But initially, if you don't have the vision for yes, which I really didn't have the vision, to be very honest, I said yes because my point is, when you're wanting something, desiring something, ask yourself, is it an opportunity? And then ask yourself the right questions. So I looked at the pros. I didn't even measure so much the cons, but I looked at the pros of that event, and it's a kind of thing that once I did it, it positioned me in a way that's probably going to be favorable for a long time. So when you say when I look at the concept of saying yes to things, we're talking about goals, and that actually was a part of an amazing other stuff that I had in mind for myself. So when you're looking at what it is you're trying to do or accomplish, planned or whatever, ask yourself some other questions about the opportunity, about the options. Is it an amazing thing? So that whatever that end result is for you, it will help you all along the way to see that those are actual points that help you see the pros and that help you say yes.
Yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that, and I, yeah, that was a good one because I would have said no.
I didn't want to say that because I know they asked you first.
I'm like, yeah, no,
We were
that ain't
hosting the
no.
show at that time, and I didn't want to
Yeah,
put it out
no.
there like that
Oh,
because
you
I
could have
didn't
said
know
no.
it.
No, I said
I know
no.
you said no.
I don't. I mean, I'm not mad at dogs, but I don't do dogs. Yeah, no.
Well, I know why you said no. I know that that was it.
That's a reach, Silver. But okay. But the reality is, what I got in that dog story, what I got in that is the reality is, we never know what is an opportunity, and things do. I also say that again, this yes is so incredibly personal. It's like the follow the first mind. If your mind is healthy, if you have given some thought to the way your mind works and the thoughts in your head and what appears to be up and down for you and right and wrong, and it is not. And we should all of us be willing to expand that. I think a lot of us think we have a set of thinking that we have, that we were born with, that we've grown to achieve, and we just go on with that. And that is a sad mistake. Your mind can and should, on a daily basis, be expanded, if not blown. It only broadens your ability to say yes to the life that you're living.
Well, I want people to make sure they go away from today's conversation with a yes in mind. And it doesn't matter what your goal is for 2016. It only matters that you can develop the type of thinking, again, because there's always something that will challenge your belief, your confidence, your actions, even though you're headed in the right direction. And that yes has to resonate so deeply from within. And I can tell you, it comes with practice only, because I think you heard Cassandra say at the beginning of our conversation, we're more inclined to just say no when things are coming at us negatively. We will just shut it down and call it a day and just not do things. And it will absolutely be the determining factor of what happens to us in all of life. I've met many people who just have totally lost their confidence in trying to do things. And with the multitude of things that there are out here to do, truly everybody can be successful at something. It takes application, it takes pursuit, it takes praying, it takes a lot of all of that, small successes or big ones. But you have to say yes to yourself. You have to say yes because you know it's possible. You have to say yes because you know that that's your little corner, your space, your thing that's all about you. So
yeah.
you may have to adjust, alter.
No, sister, we should say yes because it's powerful.
It is. It absolutely is. It's the thing that takes you exactly where it is that you want to go. So I hope that you were able to glean some good points from that, and I hope you'll leave today's conversation inspired and motivated to go for everything. Cassandra and I both say yes to whatever that is that you want to do. Cassandra, you want to take a minute again and get us updated on your show? I wrapped it up last week because we were kind of at the end, but we have a couple of minutes you can share. I know you are a woman of amazing talents, and tell everybody about your show. You just celebrated your fifth year on the air at Fox.
That's true. We are into our sixth year now of a show called Real Milwaukee, which is a morning talk show local to the Milwaukee area, however streamable at fox6now.com. And it is wonderful. It is the kind of thing, Silver, that to your point of this whole conversation, when the opportunity came, it was and it came via email, a shot in the dark, or so one would think, and something that I didn't even think of saying anything other than yes, even though I'd never done network TV before. We had done radio, and it seemed daunting and fearful. But there was no question in my mind but that I was going to sink or swim in front of the camera. So, yes, was exactly what I said. That was, as I said, 5.5 years ago, and we are going strong. And so, again, and streamable, fox6now.com. You can always, if you're interested, find out more about how I think at my website, CassandraMcShepherd.com, and my YouTube page where I tell you what I know so far. Life is and I can say this with assurance, no matter what anybody is facing, it deserves yes. If you're breathing, if you can hear this, it deserves yes. And yes, not to the fears or to the smallness of our thinking, but to the biggest, baddest dream that you can have. You have it because you're supposed to have it. And the answer to that should be yes.
That's absolutely right. Thank you so much, my friend, for hanging in there with me today. Appreciate you so much, and you know this. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in as well. Please tell your friends about Foxology today. Most Mondays I'll be on at 12 noon with something exciting to share with you. Next week, I'm going to be talking about releasing your fears going into 2016. So you'll want to stay on track with what I'm doing as well. If you want to tell anybody about the show, it's downloadable 24/7 on Blog Talk Radio. So you don't have to wait to get caught up and be right on track with me next week. In the meantime, boldly, courageously say yes to all the good, the great, and the life-changing goals before you. I look forward to talking to you next time. Make it an awesome day.